This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Welcome back to Kelly and Company. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of the program. Thank you for being with us. Want to just mention that this week's original podcast release from AMI Audio is Kitchen Confession, just by simply our last hour with Kevin. Ramya, I think it's such an asset when somebody can just be open, tell you, and as he mentioned about speaking to his staff and how open and comfortable he is with you know, saying, hey, I'm getting some counseling. And I love that as his lead off piece of advice when we asked him, what else can people do?
Yeah. Being able to, it's the trickle effect, right? If someone from, your supervisor, your management, the people above you or who you report to can say, yeah, these are the supports that I want you guys to have because I have them too. It's just more open. It really is just a better way to have the conversation, a more empathetic approach to talking about mental health.
Well, we heard that in the early days of the pandemic. I don't even want to say early days, the middle days when people were able to share with each other how much they were struggling. And that in itself, the omission and saying, hey, I'm needing some help. You know, funny you say that. Me too. I'm having trouble. The loneliness that Kevin mentioned is so real. So thank him for being so open, so honest, and being that way, because we all, every single one of us, needs to hear that. It's time to check in with one of our community reporters. We do this on Mondays and Tuesdays, generally, on Kelly and Company. We welcome in Julie Martin, who has news from Pictou County, Nova Scotia. Welcome back, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're having a good day. It's weather-wise in this part of the country really nice. We can't complain whether it's up and down still. That's another factor, a little hot here and then suddenly a little chilly. That's all right. That's all right. We're blessed to have these days.
Mm-hmm. We are. It's in spring.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say what you just said there about being open and honest, and we all experience it. It's really good to hear these things discussed. It really is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. As Kevin said right off the top, it's something, and I come from a very open family, but you wouldn't hear conversations of mental health anywhere else. And, I don't think my family, anyone, would have pretended to know, to be able to go and give advice except, hey, maybe you should just have somebody to talk to. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. Julie, let's jump into your first topic here. Prelude to a Kiss, this is the Coast Performing Arts Center in Pictou.
It is. So this concert is under the direction of the National Stage Company of Canada. And it's celebrating the music of the legendary Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole. It sounds absolutely wonderful. The stage and the set and the music. I love that kind of music. So I'm really looking forward to this one. The performers are Lena DeBoer and James Rich, and the accompanying pianist is Morrissey Dan. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not, but these are all award nominated actresses and singers and pianists, so it sounds like it's going to be a really, really good show. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 at the DeCoste Performing Arts Center, and including taxes, the tickets are $49.45 available at the door.
Some awesome music. Amazing. When you talk Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, from that era. Wow.
Yeah, I really like that kind of music. I like anything jazzy or bluesy or anything like that. So my topic is... Oh, sorry.
Just one more thing. Do you know about how things are... the way that I think about it is laid out, but you know what I mean? Dance floor, concert, seating, that kind of thing.
So the seating at the Decaux Center is like what you would, what would you call it? Where it's like higher at the back and then
yep.
I don't think of the word. And then they do put chairs out on the floor as well. But there's always room for a dance if you want to. I know the last time I went to a concert, it was the Bay City Rollers, and yeah, I didn't sit down.
Nice.
It was really good. There's also an elevator, like a lift first if you can't manage the stairs or if you're in a wheelchair. And then, of course, they have the volunteers that are vocalized as well to describe what's going on stage. So it's
great.
A really nice venue. Yeah, it is.
And especially when you're talking about music and performance, you know, to have that accessibility is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It really is. It makes a difference, you know. Like, I mean, they describe what someone's wearing and it just adds to my experience, you know, if I can visualize it as well as hear it. So, yeah, it's really nice, really nice. And there's a lot of new development going on at the Decaux Center. There's a huge project in place. I'm really excited to see that, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
now so, moving to, by the way, we put everything up on our blog, ami.ca/Kelly Co. So all the information for the concert is up there. But yeah, tell us about the Pictolaning First Nations annual traditional powwow.
Yes. So in Mi'kmaq, it's actually called Maui Omi. And I think this is the 35th. Annual powwow. It's always the first weekend of June. So this year it's the 4th and 5th. Obviously, there hasn't been one for the past 2 years. So this is something else that I'm really looking forward to. The costumes, they're not costumes, they're dress and they're the music. And they've got some beautiful artists. You know, their voices are just amazing. And then they have traditional craft making. And, of course, it's lobster season. So there's always a big lobster roast that goes on. And it's just magnificent. It really is. They really put on quite the show for their community and the rest of Pictou County. It's just beautiful. It really is. And it's right on the ocean. Like the Pictou Landing is a beautiful, beautiful community, especially now that the paper mill got shut down. So Ellen Brockovich was here for quite a while demonstrating, and that finally did get closed. So it's their shoreline is just gorgeous. It really is.
So it sounds like the perfect area for this type of celebration. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. It really is. It's a wonderful experience to go and just get a little insight into that culture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Hopefully. Is it all outdoors? I mean, I've only, read descriptions of traditional powwows and just how enormous they are. First of all, there's so many beautiful things that go on, but is it all outdoor for the most part?
For the most part, it is, unless the weather doesn't cooperate. Heather is the person that you would contact if you have any questions. But you know, she's actually a town councillor in the town that I live, and she ensures me that everywhere is accessible, which I know when I've been up there before it is.
Sure.
But yeah, hopefully the weather will be nice and it'll be outside and just a different experience. Experiencing that music and the dances and the singing outside rather than being in a closed, environment. It's just so much nicer. It really is.
And it's so wonderful to what you get to enjoy what you get to see as heritage and you know what is shared, and the openness to share and be inclusive is what I've always thought so wonderful at a powwow.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
Awesome. Yeah, Julie, it's really, and again, very, very likely, very accessible for people to be able to come and have some way of being a part of it. So I like hearing that. Let's talk about your third item. This is interesting, and I bet no matter what, you got to picture this, folks, as much as you can. And waterfalls on Cape Breton Island.
Yes. Actually, there's two books, and they are available at the libraries. One is Waterfalls of Nova Scotia, and one is Waterfalls of Cape Breton Island. They're written by Benoit Lalonde. And what I love about waterfalls is you can hear them before you ever see them, mm-hmm. for one thing. But when you stood in front of them, you don't need the vision to be able to feel and hear the force of that water. I mean, they're just spectacular. And then the walks to get there as well through, you know, like wooded areas.
Yes.
Some of
yes.
them are just a little stroll. Some of them are, you know, you've got to be committed to a hike. But you don't have to go on the hike ones. Just go for the little stroll. And at this time of year with spring runoff, oh, they're amazing. There are a couple that we go to on a regular basis around here. But I'm excited to get out and discover some of these that I didn't even know were right in my own backyard.
Wow.
Kind of thing.
Wow, that's amazing. So the walk up, I've always enjoyed it. I mean, I remember walking up the different falls at different times, especially when I was a little kid in Quebec and stuff like that. Have not had that chance to see Cape Breton or some of the ones around Nova Scotia, have just other places where there's that happening and you just like hear it. So far away, you feel it in the ground. Then you get there, and there's this fall of water that's carved out its place, that's running day or night.
Yes. Yeah.
It's no powerful. No
matter what. It is. It's very powerful. But all being shapes, out in sizes. Nature is just, And it's so good for your mental health, being out in Mother Nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
what do you, what do you like about the couple that you can that come to mind? Like sound wise, they all sound different because obviously there's different size, there's different height, their fall. There's just it's not just as some would say the roaring sound of a waterfall. No, they have obviously their own personality.
They really do, and when they hit the rock or whatever they're hitting at the bottom, or if it's just hitting into water, I mean that sounds different as well. And then when you go and it's different times of the year, you know, it goes from this phenomenal force down to just this little trickle almost, you know, like it's they're amazing. They're just, I really do like rivers and waterfalls and things like that. It's all connected.
It's
yeah,
yes.
It is. It really
yes, it is.
Is.
And you know what? To me, whenever anybody talks about anything nature, it honestly still sounds like a gem. Like, oh, tell me more. Because when you live such a fast-paced life or live in areas that are just so congested, like right in the middle of the city.
Are you trying to say Toronto?
I'm trying to say Toronto without saying Toronto, yes. then you're constantly craving that kind of getaway and nature and quiet and peace and water.
Peace and quiet, yeah. And water for sure. There's nothing better. Well,
Julie,
digging in the dirt. Like
I know.
In the dirt.
We'll put all this up on the blog because people may want to, who
Thank
are out that
you.
Direction, want to be able to check that out. It sounds like a great springtime thing. AMI.ca. / Kelly Co. for that. Julie Martin is our community reporter in Pictou County, Nova Scotia. And remember, we visit with our community reporters on Mondays and Tuesdays, generally here on Kelly & Company. Coming up next, the biggest event in supporting the Special Olympics Canada Foundation is finally back after a 2-year hiatus. Motion Balls Marathon of Sport. We learn all about it next here on Kelly & Company.
We'll be right back. Join me every couple weeks for the Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther podcast, where we learn about outdoor tech and tips. Plus, we look at news affecting the environment. AMI's Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther is available from your favorite podcast provider.